and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least five wildfires are raging in Los Angeles County, prompting evacuation orders. Five people are dead. CBS's Ashley Sharp is in Pasadena.
The deadly Eaton Fire ripped through the Altadena Senior Center north of Pasadena, where residents had to evacuate before flames swept through. As wildfires engulf large parts of Los Angeles County, entire neighborhoods along the Pacific Coast and inland have burned to the ground.
1,000 structures have been destroyed. As CBS's Lilia Luciano tells us, winds are increasing the danger.
Because of the wind acting so erratically and being so fast and so intense, the firefighters couldn't throw retardant from the air, couldn't stop this fire overnight. Tonight, it is expected to pick up. And what we fear is that because the wind is going in whatever direction, every community could be under threat.
One fire is burning a mile from Hollywood's Walk of Fame. This is not usual.
Californians are accustomed to wildfires, but the frequency, size, and intensity of these fires is not normal. Human-caused climate change is making wildfire season longer and is causing more fires because there are more days where ideal fire conditions of dry, windy weather is occurring. Because of this, projections show that for every 1 degree Celsius of warming, the median burn area of some forests could increase by as much as 600% a year. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Other parts of the country are dealing with cold, wintry weather, and that includes Dallas County, Texas, where county offices and courts will not open up in the morning because of icy conditions. More on that from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It's not like a one-day or two-day shot of cold air. You're going to be seeing that straight through the weekend. Then you combine that with the precipitation, so you get snow and ice there. It's not melting anytime soon because you've got that cold air locked in place, and it's more than you're usually getting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Paris for meetings, and he is being asked about President-elect Trump's comments about wanting to take over Greenland.
We're stronger, we're more effective, we get better results when we're working closely with our allies, not saying or doing things that may alienate them.
Police in Pataskala, Ohio, are investigating whether a 75-year-old woman was attacked and killed by a neighbor's pet pig. She was found on her porch, and the coroner's office says the woman had extensive injuries consistent with an animal attack. David Mullings lives nearby.
It was pretty crazy wild because there's not just wild pigs roaming. I've never seen pigs except for the market down the street, so it's very confusing.
The Licking County Coroner's Office has ruled the woman's death accidental. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Five Serve Forum. In college hoops, number 7th-ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few clouds around the area in the overnight. A light south breeze as temperatures drop to near 5 above. Thursday, more clouds on the way with highs in the middle 20s, a south breeze. Thursday night, there will be a chance of snow, lows in the mid-teens. Right now, it's 4.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday will preview the nation's final farewell to former President Carter as his state funeral moves from the Capitol to the National Cathedral to Plains, Georgia.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back. So Meta yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg goes on his little video thing on Facebook, wearing a $900,000 watch, by the way. Or maybe it was $800,000, but apparently he has quite the collection of these things. incredible. This guy owns 2% of all the millennial wealth in America, according to some estimates. Every millennial in America, you add up all their wealth, Mark Zuckerberg owns 1/50th of it. It evokes that old image of, you know, the guy with the big pile of cookies and everybody else has one. Anyway, so they announced that they're going to be dialing back on fact-checking. They're also going to start promoting political content with their algorithm, or at least stop suppressing it. And they're no longer going to filter out trash-talking women. In fact, specifically, referring to women as household appliances is now okay on Facebook. They're no longer going to filter out trash-talking queer people, and they're no longer going to filter out trash-talking immigrants. And they're moving what's left of their trust and security team from liberal California to conservative Texas. Now, here's the problem. And this is something that the mainstream media absolutely refuses to talk about. But in order to win elections and in order to pass legislation, ever since the era of Reagan, ever since the Reagan Revolution, the Republican Party has by and large relied on lies, actual lies. Remember Reagan telling us that busting unions would raise wages? It was a lie. He knew it was a lie. He used to be a union president. Remember Reagan telling us that if we cut taxes on billionaires, it would cause average people to see an increase in their paychecks because the job creators would want to pay you more? It was a lie. He knew it was a lie. We tried this back in the 1920s with the horse and sparrow theory. It didn't work then. It was in the Harding and Coolidge administrations and the Hoover administration. In fact, it brought us the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. The second Gilded Age. Well, arguably, this is the second Gilded. I'd say this is the third. But anyway, the GOP relies on lies, and the Democratic Party does not. Now, I have my complaints and my problems with the Democratic Party. I'm, you know, sure all of us do. And most of them focus on, you know, how the wise elders of the party decided that Hillary Clinton would be the better candidate than Bernie Sanders, you know, basically a couple times in a row. But that's not basing your policies or your electoral policy on lies. That's an internal party thing. I'm talking about the people who go on the Sunday shows. I mean, have you ever seen a Democratic politician go on a Sunday show or be quoted in the New York Times or the Washington Post or anywhere else and just nakedly lie? I looked this up. I mean, you know, and the reason I'm sharing this with you and the reason I'm putting in this context is because Facebook is now going to allow lies in a big way. And they're not even going to try to suppress them. They're going to do community notes like X does, which means that if you've got a majority of liars on your platform or people who agree with the lies, then the lies will stand, right? I mean, it's just how it works. So I did a search for Democratic lies and Republican lies using two different AI programs, Perplexity and ChatGPT, Google and DuckDuckGo, yesterday afternoon. And these are the lies that Democrats tell according to these search engines, that only the rich will pay more taxes under proposed policies, that a transition to green energy won't cost any jobs, that sanctuary cities reduce crime rates universally, that social media platforms primarily suppress left-wing voices. Now, I don't think that's a lie, but that Trump's Project 2025 wasn't actually Trump's project, that expanding federal funding for education guarantees improved student outcomes, and that Kamala Harris falsely claimed that Trump encouraged Putin to invade U.S. allies, which is weird because, well, whatever. None of those are really lies of any consequence. I mean, I'm not even sure that they're lies. They're you know, and none of those are the kind of things where you can ask just any random Democrat, and they'll all say the same thing on television or anywhere else. On the other hand, when I asked those same sources for Republican lies, I got a list of over 50 that were all fairly solid. I mean, here's just a few. The 2020 election was stolen. Global warming isn't real or important. Giving tax cuts to billionaires helps average working people. Biden opened our southern border for 4 years. Democrats encourage illegal immigrants to vote. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme that's been going broke. It can only be fixed by cutting benefits. A national health care system won't work in America. Free or inexpensive college doesn't benefit a nation, but student debt builds individual responsibility. The Democratic Party is filled with sexual monsters who drink children's blood. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Afghanistan was responsible for 9/11. The United States was founded as a Christian nation, and the founding fathers intended it to have biblical law. Critical race theory is being taught in elementary schools to make white children feel guilty. I mean, these are all actual, real, 100% false lies. Cutting corporate taxes leads to higher wages for workers. Climate change policies are an attack on the economy and personal freedom. Gun control laws lead to higher crime rates. Wind and solar energy are unreliable. It will destroy the energy grid. LGBTQ rights threaten religious freedom and the safety of children. Voter fraud is a widespread problem in America. Democrats want to abolish the police and create lawless anarchy zones. Universal basic income or expanded welfare programs discourage hard work. Raising the minimum wage will destroy small businesses. Public schools are indoctrinating children with Marxist and homosexual ideologies. The Affordable Care Act caused massive job losses and economic crisis. Immigration is the main cause of crime and drug trafficking in the U.S. January 6th was a peaceful protest. Unions are corrupt and hurt workers more than they help. I mean, I could go on. There's another 20 on this list here. You can read it over at HartmanReport.com. Black immigrants are eating white people's dogs and cats, for example. All of these are actual, real lies. The Republican Party has to tell lies, because if they came out and said that, well, yeah, our real agenda is to increase pollution, cut taxes on billionaires, gut worker and consumer protections, defund schools and medical care, privatize and cut Social Security and Medicare, and subsidize oil companies and outlaw abortion. If they came out and said that that's their real agenda, nobody would vote for them. So you've got, I mean, this is just asymmetrical warfare. You've got a Democratic Party that occasionally exaggerates and certainly has problems, you know, with communication and within the party. But you've got a Democratic Party that by and large is committed to telling voters the truth. And you've got a Republican Party that literally can't tell voters the truth, that must lie at every opportunity. And now you've got the two largest social media platforms in the world, X and Meta, or X and Facebook. And Facebook owns four, you know, Meta owns four, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, and whatever the other one is. And they're all going to allow more lies. And everybody's treating that like, oh, gee, you know, isn't that, that's not a good thing that, that they're going to allow more lies, but so what? And I'm telling you, the so what is that this is, they're handing Democrats a slingshot, and they're giving, which Democrats would prefer not to use, and they're giving Republicans a loaded gun to go after our democracy. That's what's happening here. And Mark Zuckerberg did this, apparently, according to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, you know, wrote in his little coffee table book that he was selling last year as a Christmas gift that if Mark Zuckerberg betrays him, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. And when Trump was asked yesterday during his press conference, is that why, you know, did Zuckerberg do this because he's afraid of you? Trump said, probably. I mean, the in a nation where one political party routinely lies and the other is generally committed to telling truth, who benefits when lies, political lies, are being made more widely available? I mean, the outcome of this is that lies as a political strategy, which the GOP has been using since the 80s, erodes truth, erodes accountability in public discourse, creates fertile ground for authoritarian politicians, undermines democratic processes, and fuels political polarization. Back in the 70s and 80s, before Reagan started the GOP as the official party of liars, more than 80% of people trusted our government. Today, it's in the 20s. Fewer than 25% of Americans trust the government. I mean, we've just seen a complete collapse in trust in our democracy. Why? Because one of our two major political parties, funded by right-wing billionaires, by the way, dedicated to serving the interests of right-wing billionaires and the fossil fuel industry and other big polluting industries, have adopted lies as their practical, perpetual, regular, predictable go-to political strategy. And so, of course, when half of the entire political spectrum in America is regularly lying to people, people are starting to get skeptical, cynical. They don't participate in elections anymore. I mean, this is really destructive stuff. And I think, you know, Facebook doing this, X doing, I think this is a tragedy for America.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's over at the Hartman Report under the Daily Take. What will be the impact of social media plunging us further into a post-truth crisis?
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right? Yeah,
that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like,
right. Lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Solid ground where facts were bricks and truth was sound, but now the tides have turned to lies, the truth drowned under darkened skies. A billion screens, a million tales spun from webs where reason fails. We're chasing shadows, losing sight of what's wrong and what's right. America's post-truth plunge.
The hour. Yep. Post-truth America here. It's amazing. This morning on, I thought this was fascinating. You know, how does the average Joe fight back against inequality? This morning on Morning Joe, I didn't see this. I read the article about it on Mediaite. Scott Galloway, who just sold his company, L2, it's a business intelligence company, for $160 million. And was on TV kind of bragging about that. And he's also a clinical professor of marketing at New York University's Stern School of Business. Mika Brzezinski had to, he basically went off. I mean, the topic was this huge windfall, economic windfall for Mark Zuckerberg coming from no longer fact-checking. This is going to reduce costs dramatically for Facebook and increase profits, and or at least that's the assumption. And Galloway goes off on this rant. He first of all, Joe Scarborough set it up. He said he was talking about the tax system, and he said this is accelerating. And I say this is a small government conservative. This is a threat to American capitalism. The fact that billionaires are getting richer and richer by the second wall, screaming socialism. What does that say about where American capitalism is going over the next 5-10 years? And Galloway says, I think it comes down to the basic question: what is America? He said, I think an economy in America exists to create a robust middle class. The most ascendant countries over the last 20 years have been China and India. One basic litmus test, how many people are you bringing into the middle class? The greatest innovation in history is not the iPhone or the semiconductor, it's the American middle class. He continues, the middle class in America is the greatest innovation in history. People like to fall back into this right-wing notion that it's naturally self-healing. It's not. Throughout history, you have a small number of people who weaponize government. They're very talented. They aggregate power. They weaponize government. They aggregate more and more of the spoils. He said the bad news is that it is self-correcting, but typically through war, famine, or revolution. And, he goes on to say the tax code is designed to, quote, quite frankly, screw the middle class and continue to transfer more money to the super wealthy. And then he goes on to say the fastest growing demographic group in America. Keep in mind, this guy worth $160 million. He says the fastest growing demographic group in America is not seniors. It's not Latinos. It's billionaires. We had 500 billionaires 10 years ago. Now we have 2,500. He said these individuals have weaponized the government and we risk revolution. Whether it's CEOs being murdered in the street, whether it's Me Too movement, which has righteous components, or Black Lives Matter, what are these movements? They're targeting the wealthy. We're in the midst of a series of small revolutions to correct income inequality. He says, the reason we put an insurrectionist and a rapist in office, because for the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were. Why? Because the majority of households are having the oxygen sucked out of the room such that a small number of individuals and a small number of companies can be worth more than nation states. Income inequality is out of control. Our tax policy has gone full oligarch. And he was arguing, Mika jumped in to say, no, Trump was not a rapist, which was, everybody's terrified that Trump is going to sue them or something. But bottom line, I think it's fairly clear that by most reasonable definitions, what Trump was found guilty of having done to E. Jean Carroll was rape. But whatever. The point is that he was saying that shooting the CEO was like the first shot in a revolution, an American revolution. Now, I don't quite share that opinion, but I do believe that. Well, it was certainly. I think you could build a case for that. But, hopefully it's not going to be a violent revolution or that sort of thing. But I think that what happened, the reason Trump is president again is because, again, people believed his BS, that he was going to change things and restore the middle class that Ronald Reagan gutted. And people don't understand the system because they don't get real news anymore.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Which brings us back to the horrors of what's happening on social media.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. Wildfires burning out of control in and around Los Angeles has sent 100,000 people fleeing from their homes, many of which have been destroyed, in Pacific Palisades.
It's my whole life.
Everything was in there. So lost everything.
Five deaths have been confirmed. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Eric Scott told the CBS Evening News the wind is a threat.
Extremely strong, erratic winds. It makes very dry conditions. All the hillsides and the fuels and the brush are very susceptible to a spark.
CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lori Perez is along Pacific Coast Highway near Malibu.
An absolute inferno. These are really burning fast and furiously. We have already seen and heard the interior structures of some of those collapsing, and it won't be long, I'm sure, before the rest of them follow.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a 5-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few clouds around the area in the overnight. A light south breeze as temperatures drop to near 5 above. Thursday, more clouds on the way with highs in the middle 20s, a south breeze. Thursday night, there will be a chance of snow, lows in the mid-teens. It's 6 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talked to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. Visit FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and just a couple of other things that I wanted to share with you very quickly, and then I'll get to your phone calls here. Donald Trump yesterday held this press conference. I watched part of it before I came on the air, and we talked about it a little bit. But I just wanted to share with you one paragraph that came out of Trump's mouth, and I'm just going to read it straight. And ask you, I mean, we had two questions for Congressman Pocan this morning about why didn't anybody know that Joe Biden was experiencing dementia? Susan Glasser, I believe is her name, is a reporter for, as I recall, the Washington Post, maybe the New York Times. She was, I think it's the New York Times. She was on Joe Scarborough's program this morning, and she just did an hour-long interview with President Biden and said he's completely there. He's all there. There's no doubt about it. He's not demented. So, you know, what happened in the debate, God only knows. But just imagine if these words came out of Joe Biden's mouth, how the press would deal with it. And then think back, it's been almost 24 hours, well, it's been over 24 hours since Donald Trump said this. And have you heard anybody highlight this? This is what Trump said, and this is verbatim. I'm not adding or subtracting one single word. This is exactly what Trump said yesterday. Quote, these people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them. They also want to go back, and they have already started that too. When you buy a faucet, no water comes out because they want to preserve, even in areas that have so much water, you don't know what to do with it. It's called rain. It comes down from heaven, and they want to do, no water comes out of the shower. It goes drip, drip, drip. So what happens? You're in the shower 10 times as long, you know, no water comes out of the faucet. You want to wash your hands. They want you to go back even stronger than what they have right now. As you know, I ended that policy. You can have all the water you want. Makes no difference. Especially in certain areas, we have so much water, we don't know what to do with it. And then he goes on about whales in Massachusetts. He says, what's happening up in the Massachusetts area with the whales, where they had two whales washed ashore, I think, in a 17-year period, and they had 14 this season. The windmills are driving the whales crazy, obviously. It turns out the windmills have nothing to do with it. From the Boston Globe. These deaths are linked to human interaction. Whales becoming entangled in fishing nets are being struck by fishing vessels traveling through their feeding grounds. Part of it is that global warming is bringing some of these types of whales farther north than they normally are, where they're encountering these large fishing fleets. It's got nothing to do with, you know, but he's just like, and then he goes off on this. He says, January 6th. He says, we're looking at it. As you can see, 24 or 28 people came now from the FBI. They came out very quietly. Nobody reported it. They had people in some form related to the FBI. They had four or five people that strongly related to the FBI. We have to find out that. We have to find out about Hezbollah. We have to find out exactly who was behind that whole thing. Hezbollah? The FBI? Behind January 6th? And then, of course, he goes into this rant about how we've got to have Greenland, and we've got to have... this is just crazy. It's just, you know, Greenland and Canada... This is where Laban's realm was this thing. I mean, the Germans had this thing, Laban's realm, where this is from the, I think, from Wikipedia. Lebensraum is a German concept of expansionism. It became an ideological principle of Nazism and provided justification for the German territorial expansion into Central and Eastern Europe. It's also the excuse that, Putin is using to invade Ukraine right now. And Vladimir Putin must just be delighted that Donald Trump is talking about, you know, taking Greenland with force. And talking about, you know, going after Canada, going after Mexico, renaming the Gulf of Mexico. It's, this is just nuts. And now you've got the Danish foreign minister who says, I have my own issues with Donald Trump, and I also know that you shouldn't say everything you think out loud. He says, Greenland has its own ambitions, and if they materialize, Greenland will become independent, though hardly with an ambition to become a federal state in the United States. And this is the thing. I mean, the French foreign minister, Jean-Noël Barrot, he told France Inter Radio, he says, there's no question of the EU letting other nations in the world, whoever they may be, attack its sovereign borders. And, you know, this in response to Trump saying that, you know, he would consider taking Greenland by force. I mean, this is just nuts. And so, anyway, and France came out, and warned. I mean, this is in Mexico. He's talking about invading Mexico. My mind is blown. And this is, and he's not even president yet. Oh, and by the way, in Canada, you've got, Doug Ford, the Ontario premier, who just came out and said, I'll make a counteroffer. How about if we buy Alaska and throw in Minnesota and Minneapolis at the same time? And then the Canadian MP Charlie Angus said, we can't become a state of the United States because our laws prevent sexual abusers from becoming our leader. He says, I bet Americans wish they had that now, and convicted sexual abusers don't get to lead our nation. We're decent folk here in Canada. All right, what's on your mind here today? Pat in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Oh, my mind is boggled by all the stuff that this man can do and talks about.
Yeah.
But my concern was with Congressman Polkan, and he, not only that, but he said something about Joe Biden's cognizant decline, and he was in agreement with some of the stuff, and that sort of bothered me. But I really called about the following. If, in fact, the liberals want to get their message out, and they can't get it out through the newspapers, which are failing, and some of the TV channels, MSNBC, kind of, CNN, definitely, Fox, of course. CPT Radio, NPR is a good source. Plus, whatever happened to the town halls? None of these Congress people go home and have
Mark
a Pocan gathering.
Does town halls every month. I mean, he's the energizer bunny of town halls.
Yeah, okay. Well, so what happened to the rest of them?
Most Democrats do town halls, Pat. The vast majority of them do town halls. Almost no Republicans do. In fact, I'm not sure that a single Republican did a town hall in the last year.
True. Where's the coverage? It used to be that there was coverage of the town hall.
Well, it used to be we had local
Somebody
newspapers.
Could be there.
And these hedge funds put them out of business.
Totally. I know, right here in Chicago.
Well, in social media, but a lot of business,
right
too.
Right here in Chicago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's got to be a way that the Democrats can figure out how to get the word to the common man so that the common man can talk amongst themselves, if it's even not with newspapers. But there's got to be a way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
We are just stymied.
Just, you know, Jefferson pointed out, you know, without newspapers, you can't have a functioning democracy. Without an educated populace. You know, an informed and educated populace. And it's the key.
Definitely.
Yep. Pat, I got to move along, but spot on. Your point was very well made. Thank you. John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hi. I wanted to talk about the Panama issue with Trump and what his motivation is for that.
Yeah, and that was the other place that he said he would use force to take. I mean, which is nuts.
Right. You forgot to mention that one. The funny thing is that his reasoning when he first came out and said this is that he said that the Panamanian government is ripping us off. So that's why he has to do this, which, of course, is ridiculous because we're not getting, you know, as if we're getting charged extra because we're the United States. Well, who knows what?
Every ship gets charged the same rate depending on their size and regardless of the flag that they fly.
Right. So, but the telling sign that that's not really his motivation is then he came out and said, no, it's the Chinese military that has too much control. Right. And it's like, what? And even the New York Times today has an article on this saying that that's ridiculous. And they're speculating, why is he doing this? But, you know, there is, you know what I think? Here's a plausible explanation. Do you know that there's currently pending litigation right now in New York from a private equity company, Ithaca Capital, who now has controlling interest in one of Trump's former hotel in Panama? And apparently, while Trump's company was managing the hotel, they hid and failed to pay taxes based on their management fees to the Panamanian government. And the company that this Ithaca Capital that bought a controlling interest is now holding the bag for these taxes. And they're suing Trump's organization for $75 million in New York court. And it's from 2019, but it's still pending.
Really?
And Trump has previously tried to get the Panamanian government to intercede to drop this, and they haven't. So what better way, if you're now the president of the United States, and you can threaten the country, what better way to intimidate them to drop this case?
I had no idea. So Trump owes $75 million in taxes to Panama because he was running his hotel down there fraudulently, not paying his taxes. And if America takes over...
Not $75 million, by the way. If that's what he's being sued for. But it's in the millions of dollars that he does owe owe the Panamanian government, but he covered it up.
Yeah. Incredible. I can't verify this, of course. You know, anybody listening should check their facts.
Okay, look, Newsweek reported on.
No, I'm believing you, John. I mean, you know, you've never brought me BS before. I'm believing you. I just have to toss that caveat in. You know, this being talk radio and all. Geez, what a story. I got to look into that, John. Thank you so much for bringing that to us to our attention. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
John tells me Trump's name is in the Panama Papers 3,400 times. This was all about money laundering, as you'll recall, and other financial crimes.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
They twist the names, they twist the truth, turning language into a tool they use. Democrat Party, they say with a sneer, mispronounce Kamala, hope and no fear. It's not just a game, it's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds in our trust. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lamar in Pasadena, California. Hey, Lamar, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Good. What's in your mind?
I wanted to speak to Representative Pocan, but you're just as good.
Sorry, you're stuck with me.
I can live with that.
Okay, thank you.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the impending Jack Smith decision to release those documents in reference to Trump and his...
Right. The Justice Department, Merrick Garland, came out and said, in fact, I'm going to talk about this a little more on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour. But the Justice Department just came out and said that they're going to try to release the report relative to Trump trying to overthrow the government. The whole January 6th stuff and the stuff that preceded it and the fake electors and everything. But they're not going to release the investigation into Trump stealing classified documents and making them available to foreign spies down at Motel-a-Lago. We'll see how this plays out. Like I said, I want to talk about it a little more after the break, so I'll just leave it at that right now. And of course, Trump is talking about taking this to the Supreme Court. Tom in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Well, let's talk about economic inequality.
Yeah.
Okay. From my research here, it has been reported that 68% of people worldwide believe that economic inequality at home is the greatest threat to the democracy. It has also been reported that income inequality threatens democracy by mistrusting political institutions, global corporations, and big tech.
Yeah.
And now here we have the incoming Republican administration on January 20th, 2025 will have a cabinet and advisors to the 47th president with an estimated collected wealth of $450 billion.
Right.
This is probably the largest assembly of the richest set of advisors to a president who is also a billionaire.
Yeah, there's no probably now, to it. It definitely is.
Yeah. Now, the Federal Reserve, as of 2022, estimates that the wealthiest 10% of Americans hold more than 88% of all available equity in corporations and mutual fund shares, with just the top 1% controlling more than twice as much equity as the bottom 50% of all Americans combined.
Right.
Now, fortunately, we do have three branches of government to try to keep him in check to a certain extent. We have these things called checks and balances, and checks and balances are essential for preserving any democracy. I want to mention a quote by President Delano Roosevelt. Government by any organized money is just as dangerous as a government by organized mob.
Yep.
And also a quote from Niccolo Machiavelli, a book that he wrote back in called The Prince in 1513. The first method of evaluating the intelligence of a ruler is to look at the men he has around him. I think the people he has around him is very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your analysis is right, Tom, and I think we are in full-blown oligarchy, and I do believe that there's going to be a significant backlash to it. In fact, I think that's been ongoing. I think that at least half the people who voted for Trump thought that he was going to be like FDR, you know, the wealthy guy who goes against his wealthy class. And I don't know if they're having a wake-up moment or not, because they're living in the Fox News bubble or in the social media bubble, where they don't hear voices like yours and they don't hear, you know, what's really going on. So we'll see. Tom, thanks for the call. Barney in Argus, Indiana. Hey, Barney, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just was thinking a few things about the lies that you were alluding to before, starting in when Reagan got in there. And they've been unremitting, like you said. Now, Reagan, of course, is a famous show business entertainer, actor, whatever. And I once heard this quote from Arthur Miller, the playwright.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing research on the Salem witch trials and comparing them to the blacklisting. And he said, this is a country of entertainment. He says, even if you're a fascist, you have to be entertaining.
Mm.
And I'll go back to Rush Limbaugh that was on for 15 hours every week. And he, whatever you thought about him, he was in the entertainment business.
Yep.
And I also saw this bumper sticker in Walmart when the Iraq War was going on. And it said, when Clinton lied, no one died.
Yep. Yep. No, these are all excellent points, Barney. And this is my point. The Republican Party literally lives on lies. It exists by virtue of lies. And the Democratic Party does not. You know, just plain old friend. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's dysfunctional, but it doesn't lie.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Five deadly wildfires continue to burn in and around Los Angeles, with three of them, the Eaton Fire, the Hearst Fire, and the newer blaze in Runyon County, described as burning uncontrollably. Thousands of Los Angeles area residents have made dangerous escapes from fires roaring through their residential areas, some of them forced to evacuate on foot. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston has been in the thick of it.
Those winds are taking the embers and they're bursting them into flames. And they're starting new fires. So even if firefighters were able to get some flames under control, the new fires would spark it right back up again.
100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate, with another 100,000 under evacuation warnings. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen tells us some fire hydrants in Pacific Palisades ran dry.
I got an update.